God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us and strengthen us. God's word to guide us in this life as we continue to live our lives in His care and keeping is from the gospel lesson. These few words. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about the word prepare. To prepare your lives for things that are going to come in front of you. A couple weeks ago, we had a little snowstorm. Did that hasten our preparation for winter? Well, everybody prepared for winter? Not when you look at the forecast for the next week. With temps in the 60s and lows in the 30s and 40s, who's going to prepare? But remember, we're living in Minnesota. And the weather can change in an instant. I remember, and of course this is in the dead of winter, in January 1985. I was helping with a vacancy in Rolla, North Dakota. And we lived in Langdon. I left Langdon, North Dakota at noon, and it was beautiful. Sky was clear. The roadways were clear. And less than 2 hours later, there was a full force of a blizzard. I got to Rolla, I had services, and I turned around and came home. And the only way I made it home was the yellow line in the middle of the road. Now that's North Dakota, and that's in January. But we need to be prepared. Prepared for the weather. But then, as you look at the calendar, Christmas is only a couple weeks away. It's only left a little bit more than a month. But now we got to prepare for Christmas, don't we? We got to get all those lists, and we got to list down the gifts that we're going to give, and we have to make sure that we're prepared. And we ask, okay, if we're not going to celebrate Christmas on Christmas, what day are we going to celebrate? Who's going to bring the meal? Who's going to prepare? Let's get this all taken care of so we're all prepared. Are you prepared for the Lord's coming? Are you prepared that that day of the Lord may come very quickly and in your lifetime? Oh, we keep saying that, don't we? We keep saying that the Lord's going to come. And He may come tonight, He may come tomorrow. But you know, that's all hogwash. That's really not what you believe, is it? We should. When the Lord tells us He's going to come back again, we should be prepared. There's an illustration of that I read some years ago about this gardener, and he was trimming the bushes around this mansion, and he was taking care of all the lawns so that they were pristine, that the grass was growing green and there was no brown spots, and the trees were lush, and where they had to be trimmed around the house, they'd be trimmed. And a gentleman was walking by, and he started talking to this gardener, and he says, "Well, who lives here?" And he says, "Well, my master," and he gave the name, and he says, "Well, is he living here?" Or, "No, he's off in Europe someplace." And the guy says, "Well, do you know when he's going to come back?" And the gardener said, "No, but I got to keep this ready for him, because I never know when he will come back. It's got to look pristine." The Lord is asking us, or telling us, to be prepared. Now, I put some numbers down. 78, 66, 59, 57, 54, 45, 39. Those numbers are not on the bingo game. Those numbers are from a funeral website. Only Schleicher Funeral Home in Lake City, I went there and I copied these ages down. These are the ages of people who have died. The Lord wants us to prepare. And he says, are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to come and take you home? Are you ready to lie in that bed with your family around you and the Lord comes for you and says, your life is now mine forever? Are you ready? Our Lord asks us, tells us with this Matthew chapter 25, to be ready. The 10 virgins were there waiting for the bridegroom to come. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. 5 had oil with them, 5 did not. And when the time of the bridegroom came, and the bridegroom was there and had people ushered into the chamber, the 5 foolish had to go buy more oil and were left out. The Lord is saying this to tell us the purpose of our lives, to be ready. I must tell you that personally, I reached the age of 72 years ago. It was no big deal. I crossed the threshold. I broke the ceiling. Because no male in the Piggy family had lived this long. I was excited. When I reached age 71, still the excitement was there. I stepped another foot into the threshold of another gracious year of life. And then all of a sudden, something started to happen. I had cold hands. Couldn't figure out what was going on. I can't go out in the winter and blow snow or even shovel snow because my hands are so cold. And then the doctor found out that I am B12 deficient. And so I'm getting shots of B12. The body isn't what it used to be. And now I've crossed the age of 72 and I'm starting to look around. I'm starting to say, Lord, when will it be? And the Lord tells me, you won't know the day. You just be prepared. Our Lord wants us to be prepared for the day that he calls us home. He wants us to be in his word, to be in his word daily, not just on Sunday mornings, not just on Wednesdays, not just when we feel it, not just when the day is cloudy and cold and we're going to not begin our day by going outside. He wants us in his word daily. A few years ago, we had a gathering of a committee that I was on in Minnesota South. It was the education committee. And the district president was there because he was part of the committee. And we started talking about morning devotions. And at that point, I was having my devotions every morning. And as we went around the room and talked about daily devotions, he came and he says, you know, I can't do daily devotions very often. I've had them maybe 2 or 3 times a week. And I looked at him and I'm going, are you ready? The Lord calls us to be in his word. That was just the Greek and Hebrew, which I've kind of lost all track of, but in his word, to read his word, to open up the Holy Scriptures, and to read it. And so, yes, I do have my morning devotions. And I think it's very important that I do have them. Because when I don't, I feel lost. I feel not even put together correctly. This is what our Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be in His Word, to be prepared to follow this Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we claim we know. I believe in Jesus Christ. We say that with such conviction here. Do we say it outside these walls? Do we say it in front of other people so they know who we are? I think we're kind of timid and shy of what we should not be. Timid and shy. Before I was, okay, grandchildren. We had our two grandchildren with us in August for a few days. And we sat down to the meal. And we had grace. And both Sophia and Hunter looked at us and said, "We don't do that." And Karen and I had grace to teach them, to be a witness in front of them. This is what our Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have, because that's His purpose for us here in the world, is to show Him to other people. And it's to be ready. And ready. There was an interviewer, or a headhunter. He interviews people for high-end jobs, CEOs, and people like that. And so when he has them come into his office, he has them sit down, and he's going to disarm them. He becomes very relaxed. He asks, "Do you want a drink, coffee, Coke, water?" And the person is so nervous, he says, "No." So then he unbuttons his coat, he takes it off, he takes off his vest and loosens his tie, and he sits at the desk and he puts his feet up. And he gets talking to them. And he talks baseball and football and how the kid's doing and, you know, how many kids you got. Where are they? What school are they in? How about you and your wife? Are you doing all right? And then, all of a sudden, he gets in their face and says, "What's your purpose here on earth?" And he says, "You wouldn't believe how many of these top executives are just shaking and sweating because they don't know and don't understand." Until he got to a certain individual, Bob. And he asked Bob that question. "What's your purpose here on earth?" Bob didn't miss a beat. He said, "To go to heaven and to bring as many as the Lord permits me on that day." And the interviewer said, "I was a loss for words. I couldn't form any words at all." This is what our Lord wants us to do. He wants us to show the purpose that He has for us. And that purpose is to tell others about Jesus and tell others about heaven. I have a great friend in Iowa, Gary. Gary says these things often. And he and I were talking one day. And I said, "Yeah, when I retire, I'm going to..." He said, "Pastor, you know that book that I read? There's no word of retirement in there." Yes, Gary, you're right. There's no word of retirement. There's only word of purpose. The purpose of bringing others to Jesus. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.